Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and this week is the week of the National Wood Flooring Association's annual convention and trade show, and this morning I have Ed Korzak with us. He's the CEO and executive director of the National Wood Flooring Association. How are you doing this morning, Ed?
Very good morning, Kim. How are you today?
I'm great and fantastic. So you're having your big meeting down there, and this is you know, both a convention and a trade show. So there's an expo component and kind of an educational component. Give us a quick rundown on the schedule this week.
The biggest activities that we have going at the convention is to be able to cover education, both from the platform, different speakers, as well as seeing products and meeting with the suppliers in the educational part of the expo. We'll have about 3,300 to 3,400 attendees attending the show, and they'll be focusing on quite a few different educational areas.
Okay. So when does the it started right now, hadn't it?
Well, we're setting up today. We'll be the first program, of course, kicks off tomorrow morning with Don Shula, our opening speaker.
Okay.
We're trying to focus on a few things in the educational sessions this year so that there's some new activity for our members to take a look at. One, of course, is the green initiative. As we know, green is the big issue nowadays in wood flooring and all flooring and in all construction. Wood floors are green, and we've been working with the United States Department of Agriculture Forestry Bureau to be able to show that hardwood that comes from primarily 33 states in the United States domestically are sustainably managed forests. They've been able to do their surveys and check that for us.
There's actually more trees, hardwood trees now than there were 50 years ago, aren't there?
Yes, there's more standing hardwood now than there was 50 years ago, and for every tree that comes down, on average, for every tree that we harvest, 1.6 is planted again. Now, that varies from state to state of those 33, but that's on average.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, in Minnesota, they only plant 1.4, but in Texas, they plant 7.5. So, you know, it is very much sustainable in domestic woods. States of hardwood.
So we all know sustainability is mainstream. It's a message everybody's tuned into, and you've got a big one to talk about, don't you?
Right. We've got a strong one there. The other one, of course, is the life cycle analysis. Now, life cycle analysis, Kim, is important because you can take a sustainably green product like a tree, and in the manufacturing process, if you're making it to pressed wood or whatever you're making it into, you can compromise the greenness of that tree. So obviously we have to do a life cycle analysis to see how does wood flooring stack up as we try to make that into a solid wood floor. And we stacked up beautifully. We did have our life cycle analysis completed. It was done by the University of Wisconsin in Madison to the core and process. And wood flooring is totally environmentally friendly and green through the life cycle analysis. So we're going to be working with our members so that they'll have a way to get that message out to their buying public, architects, designers, specifiers, and consumers.
So, I mean, when you're talking about a wood floor, and oftentimes you're talking about a 100-year-old floor, right? I mean, you know, one that lasts about 100 years, aren't you?
That's right. According to the National Association of Home Builders, where they survey how long products in the home last, wood flooring lasts 100-plus years.
So what are some of your other messages this year?
Well, we're also going to try to work with our members to get them to understand that we are really part of the whole global market. Wood flooring is sold globally. We get a lot of imports. Some of those imports are brought in because of species-specific, obviously something that we can't grow. Some other imports are brought in from a financial end. We're going to see the balance of imports change as the dollar weakens, but it's also a great opportunity for domestic manufacturers to export product to other countries. We have a unique product in red oak. It's only grown in the United States of America, so it should have some demand that we can promote to other countries. The third thing, of course, is we are in a tough economic environment. Nothing that the industry did, but obviously as a result of the banking industry, home building being down and off. So we're trying to work with our members to give them tips, techniques, and methods that they can continue to maintain their business in a strong mode so that when this does turn around in early 2000 to mid-2009, they're ready to move and continue to move forward.
All right. So, you know, Ed, in our April issue Floor Focus, we always do a thorough analysis of the market. And I tell you, we've done some research, and wood flooring continues to homeowners, it continues to be the most desired surface category. So you're an exciting market. The question I was going to ask you, I know you were in Denver with the show last year, and you're in Fort Lauderdale this year. Obviously, the weather's going to be probably a little bit better. What kind of weather do you have down there right now?
Well, today we're having a tough day. The weather kind of cooled down on us. It's only going to be 78 and sunshiny. So we're going to be able to have to struggle through, you know, put a little sweater on or something. It's supposed to go up to the low 80s for the rest of the week.
And how is your attendance? You know, I know it's hard to tell because anything hadn't started yet, but your bookings and everything, does it look like it's going to be comparable to what you had in Denver?
Yeah, advance registration has been very strong. We're about a little over 2,800. And our hotel reservations have been, we're at 96% capacity at almost every other hotel here in town. So it looks like our registration will be very comparable to last year. Again, as any organization, we'd love to be able to look at a 10-15% increase in attendance, but I don't think the economy is going to make that happen.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, but this is also a time when people, come down to learn, like you say, about how to manage, through this little dip in the economy. So,
we just have to learn how to live with less for now.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm packing my bags. I'll be down there tomorrow, and I'm hoping that I'll see a lot of the industry folks down there. So I appreciate you giving us a quick preview, and I'll see you down there tomorrow. And you've been listening to Ed Korzak, the CEO and Executive Director of the National Wood Flooring Association and FloorDaily.net.